The government has no right to tell me what I can eat, drink, smoke, snort, or inject. It can prevent me from doing those things in public, and it can hold me responsible for any crimes I commit after having done those things, including driving. But that's all. Not only does the government not have the right to prevent me from eating, drinking, smoking, snorting, or injecting anything I want, it also lacks the ability. Desperate attempts to disprove that reality through mass incarceration have only served to highlight the deeply ingrained injustices in our court system based on race and class. We filled our jails and prisons, but people kept getting high. 90 years after government leaders came to the belated realization that they couldn't stop people from drinking alcohol, government leaders now have come to the belated realization that they can't stop people from smoking pot. It's to the governor's credit that wait until next year was not an acceptable answer. With the legislation passed in the special session, New Mexico will become one of the last of the western states to legalize marijuana sales. There's a lot to learn, both from the mistakes and the successes that other states have had. When it comes to complicated legislation, the devil isn't always in the details. Sometimes, as with the recent voter suppression law in Georgia, the devil is the point of the bill. But in this case, the devil is in the details, and there are a lot of them. Sponsors of the bill seemed intent on reversing 2 centuries of injustice with 1 piece of legislation. And while that may have been a noble effort, the result is a new law that falls short of the stated goal, which is to create an environment of responsible usage. Responsible usage means adults only, and we can't achieve that without some kind of disincentive applied through law enforcement to both those who illegally provide cannabis to underage users and the users themselves. Drafters of the bill explained that they didn't want mistakes made by teens to haunt them for the rest of their lives, which is understandable. But the legislation is so permissive towards juveniles that it almost ensures that there will be underage usage. My hope is that lawmakers revisit the legislation frequently in the years ahead, after listening to law enforcement, educators, employers, and users about what's working well and what needs to be changed. Hopefully, the experiences of neighboring states have dispelled some of the mythology around marijuana created by decades of misinformation by the federal government, which still classifies the drug as being more dangerous than cocaine, meth, or fentanyl. But there will be impacts to both public health and public safety that we need to be aware of and prepared for. All of that should be pointed toward the ultimate goal of responsible usage. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.